Larry Bird. We'll be back on the air on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. here on WBAI New York. Okay, so you got Imhotep Gary Bird coming up with the Mind Flight on this coming Sunday at 6:30 p.m. And also next Friday, Radio GBE will be back on the air at its regular time. But in the meantime, stay tuned for a report to the listener from the local station board here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Pacifica was founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, and the mission calls for radio that fosters understanding among nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Good evening, New York City. Welcome to this fourth report of 2021 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Amy Wilson. My pronouns are she and her. I'm one of the six staff delegates on the LSB and a host of Revolutions Per Minute on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Today, I'll be serving as your facilitator, doing station identification, identifying who's speaking, and asking clarifying questions if necessary. This month, we're presenting various members of the local station board. Now, in the first half of this hour, each participant will give a report, and when all the reports are done, they'll then have the opportunity to ask each other questions or to make comments on any of the reports just given. In the second half of this hour, we'll open the phone lines and invite you to call in with your questions and comments. This format will be repeated for the second hour. Before introducing who will be giving reports today, I've been asked to present the Pacifica mission statement, which serves as a reminder of where we started and ultimately where we should be. So here are the five items in the Pacifica mission statement as presented by various former local station board members.
Pacifica mission statement.
A, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation.
B, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended.
C, in radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community.
D, in radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms.
E. In radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied voices in the public presentation of accurate, objective, and comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Article 2, subsection A, was amended March 6, 1971, filed April 9, 1971, and corrected amended filed May 5, 1971.
You just heard the Pacifica mission statement, and now I'm pleased to introduce today's participants. In the first hour, we'll hear from Errol Maitland. Errol, can you say hello?
Good evening, and hello, fellow travelers and listeners to WBAI.
And our second guest for the first half of tonight's show is Maxine Harrison-Gallman.
Hello, this is Maxine.
Both Errol and Maxine are listener delegates, which means that they were elected by WBAI listeners to recommend them on the to represent them on the local station board. So, you know, Maxine last served on the local station board in 2019 when listener delegate Ana Garcia resigned from the board on January 21st of this year. Her seat was filled by the next runner-up, and that was Maxine. Maxine attended the February 10th, 2021 meeting as a newly seated delegate, and that's how Maxine came to join the board again. Okay, so let's start our reports from LSB members with listener delegate Errol Maitland.
Well, can you all hear me clearly? Yes?
Hello?
Errol, you need to speak up.
Yes, can you hear me?
That's getting better.
Okay, all right, good enough. Yeah. All right, you know, I'm not used to this radio thing, you know, so it's going to take a little while to get warmed up and used to it. But I want to thank you for this invitation to be on the air. Thank you for the folks in the background who's making this possible. You know, in this time of COVID, it's not easy to make the necessary connection, but, you know, the folks at WBAI have been very creative over the years in making radio happen. As a matter of fact, many of the stuff that we've seen today on television and in radio was pioneered by folks at WBAI and Pacifica. And I hope we'll be around for another 60-odd years to continue this pioneering effort. And it's because of you, the listener to WBAI, that we are able to do this. And it's been that way now for how long? Over 60 years. WBAI is a little bit different from the rest of the Pacifica stations, even though you've just heard the mission statement for Pacifica. WBAI is the quintessential idea, the quintessential birth action to that idea. WBAI was a radio station that was owned by a man, Mr. Schweitzer, who had this radio station, WBAI, which means Broadcast Associate Incorporated, and he would bring on desperate voices that normally wouldn't have airtimes and program that would normally not be heard on radio. And he would make that available in the middle of the FM dial. And for him, it was more like a hobby. You know, radio wasn't his main endeavor. Making paper towels and cigarette wrappers was what he did. But he had this radio station, and there was a major newspaper strike in New York, and folks started to knock on his door and ask if they could come and advertise on his radio station. And that wasn't what he was about. He got disgusted, and he looked for something better to do with his radio station, and he hit up on the idea, hearing about Pacifica on the West Coast, to turn the frequency of WBAI over to Pacifica. And that's what he did. One of the things that he did before he turned this radio station over to Pacifica was he felt that all voices needed to be heard. And one year he broadcast the proceedings of the Communist Party of the United States on this 50,000 watt radio station that you can hear across the tri-state area. You can hear it in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, and sometimes even Rhode Island. And today with the internet, you can hear it worldwide. But he turned it over because not necessarily that he believed in the idea of the Communist Party, but he believed that ideas should be heard. And he did not sell the frequency to Pacifica. He gave it in trust. What he did sell to Pacifica were the tape machines and the microphones and the broadcast consoles. That's what he gave. That's what Pacifica bought. They didn't buy the frequency. The frequency was entrusted to Pacifica. And over the years, as a listener-sponsored community radio voice, you, the listeners, have maintained the frequency, and you've maintained it with your hard-earned labor and your donation. Most of the monies that come into Pacifica comes directly from you, the listener. They do not come from corporations. They don't come from advertising. You will not turn on your radio and hear someone try to sell you anything on BAI. So with that in mind, you should realize that you are the trustee of this frequency. You are the people who maintain this frequency. And hopefully what we do as listeners and broadcasters and engineer is that we try our best to get that message to you. And as someone who has been on the inside and been on the outside of Pacifica, as a listener, we want programs that are going to enliven and uplift us as a community, and also to give us the voice to represent ourselves and to speak for ourselves. And that's how I came from the listening side to the broadcast side of Pacifica. And I've always maintained my belief that first and foremost, that we are the listeners to Pacifica. We are the ones who are going to get information from the radio station that will better our lives. But also, over the years, we have had the ability to make direct input into what happens on this radio station. We, as listeners, have been able to shape the dialogue And it was a back and forth situation where the folks on the other end of the microphone were at our service. Unfortunately, today, with the limitations and fundings and the numbers of coups that have taken place, that access to the airwave is not what it used to be. And we need to work hard to return to that. And we also have some forces on the left coast that we have to resist, who are trying to take and to silence our voice. WBAI is an extremely valuable resource. And, you know, even in this depressed market, that there are still people out here who would like to disinvest us of this resources that we have. And they can line their pockets to the millions and millions of dollars if they can wrestle this frequency away from us in the community. You know, I am reminded every time I feel a little disappointed in WBAI and where it's going, that somebody says it's still the only game we have. It's still the best game we have in town, even as the media changes. It's one place where we are sure that we can have a gathering of all these disparate voices where we can communicate, and we know we are communicating with thousands and the potential to reach millions of people as we relay information. Okay, you can't trust Facebook. You can't trust MSNBC, CNBC, and these outlets, because we don't own it. We don't control it. And they control and dictate what the message is. So tomorrow, Facebook can shut us down. But only we can shut WBAI down. I know over the years, folks have tried, but we have resisted and we have prevailed. And as listeners, we need to continue to do that, to mount that resistance. And as a member of the board that was put there, I didn't necessarily volunteer for this job. I want to know that there
are listeners. You have 45 seconds remaining.
That there are listeners out there supporting the efforts that I have put forward and other members of the board, especially those who come from the community, has put forward, and that you will continue to support. And if I have some time, I want to tell you a cause that I am now engaged in working on, and the listeners of WBAI, I think, can be vital in making sure that we have some peace and justice in this world.
Errol, thank you for your report. And that does conclude the time that's been allotted for it. Oh, there's my alarm. It's 7:15. You are listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. And we're streaming at WBAI.org. Normally at this time, you'd be listening to Radio GBE, the Global Black Experience with Imhotep Gary Bird, but that's not on today. You are listening to the WBAI Local Station Board Report. My name is Amy Wilson. I'm your facilitator today. And this month, we're presenting various members of the Local Station Board. You just heard listener delegate Errol Maitland, and thank you very much for that informative history of WBAI, Errol. Now let's hear from listener delegate Maxine Harrison Gallman.
Hello. Okay. Well, my name is Maxine Harrison Gallman. I'm a volunteer here at WBAI, and I just want to let you know just how I became a volunteer. I'm a longtime listener, been listening since the mid-90s. I like telling this story because it just shows how many people just really love WBAI. I was at a performance back in the early mid-90s with my family at Brooklyn College and the Jamaican National Dance Company was there. And Utrice Lee, the former host, was the MC that evening. And she got on stage and she said, "Where's my BAI people?" And I tell you, the entire audience just went up in a roar. And I was baffled by it and said to myself, what is a BAI person? You know, what is BAI? And from that time on, I started listening to WBAI, not knowing that my father had been a longtime listener as well. And when he passed away in 2015, I decided to come in and get rid of a lot of premiums that he had accumulated over the years, many duplicates. And so I decided that since he gave away our inheritance to WBAI, I figured, let me come in here and volunteer and see what this is all about. And so I've been volunteering since about 2015. Matt Mazza and myself, he's a volunteer. He has been here. I think he's been the longest volunteer here that I know of, because I think he's been here longer than the station manager, Berthold. He knows exactly where the premiums are. You name a premium, he'll know if it was ever carried or where you could find it. I pretty much come in here. I started coming in here after work. I used to work downtown Manhattan, Wall Street area. I'd come in here about 2 days a week, and I'd stay until 9, 10 o'clock, trying to answer all the phones and just picking up the messages from the phones. I'm still doing that to this day. I come in on Fridays, try to religiously come in on Fridays and deal with both the phones. And sometimes I deliver premiums to people's homes. You know, if I live in Queens, and a lot of the LSB members used to do that when we had some hard times back in the day. And I would take premiums to deliver to different people. Right now we have a third system that I'm familiar with dealing with the premiums. We had Volusion, and now we're on Allegiance, which is an awesome program that the manager found, and it's going to make things a lot easier and a lot streamline all our all the issues that we've had dealing with premiums. But we are, you know, learning it. It's taken a little time, but it's coming together, and I'm here trying to make sure that I know how it works so that I'm not in here as long as I spend. You know, usually I spend a lot of hours here because of the system. So we're working on that, and it's coming along nicely. Like she said, Amy said, I'm on the second time on the LSB board, and I am, well, we had a town hall last Sunday. Apparently it's Pacifica bylaws that we're supposed to have a town hall twice a year. So this year we had one this is the first year we've had one. And last Sunday we held a town hall and the discussion was dealing with stories covered and not covered by most media, including how social media amplifies some news and censors others. So we all know that's what WBAI is about. We're supposed to be the alternative to what's not being heard by the mainstream corporate media. So, Joanna, one of our hosts, Joanna Fernandez, host of A New Day on WBAI here from Mondays to Fridays from 7 to 8, was the facilitator, and she ran the moderator for the event. Just let you tell you a little about Joanna. She teaches the 20th century U.S. history and social movements in the Department of History at Baruch College. And she has a book, The Young Lawyers, the Puerto Rican Counterpart to the Black Panther Party. And that's was put out in July 2019. So she was our moderator. And I listened a lot to the station. I heard when Carolyn McIntyre, our chairman, told us about this, that we had to have a town hall, I suggested we have Alicia Boyd and Lisa Daniel. Now, I've listened to Michael G quite often. He has some awesome shows, as do many of the other hosts that we have, but he had a show with Alicia Boyd, and I was very impressed with what she does. And I thought that she and Lisa Daniel would make an awesome combination on this town hall. And as it turned out, all three of them, Joanna, Alicia Boyd, as well as Lisa, are going to really collaborate with each other and use each other because they're all activists. I'm going to tell you a little about Alicia Boyd. Okay, Alicia Boyd is a community activist, educator, and writer. She's the founder of MTOP. That's the Movement to Protect the People, a grassroots organization created to stop the systemic removal of people of color through the process of rezoning and gentrification. She has been successful at stopping rezoning in Crown Heights, Flatbush area of Brooklyn. And she's also stopped the closure of a supermarket, the Save Associated Supermarket Movement, to protect one of the last affordable supermarkets from being removed from the community. Alicia is not an attorney, but she has successfully defended her community in court. And she's also the co-founder of Flower Loves Against Corruption, where she works with other community activists and filing lawsuits as pro se litigant. So she's as pro se litigant, she's a non-attorney. So organizations call her to help them with their rezoning efforts. And so when I spoke with, when I heard Alicia Boyd, I decided I would love to see Lisa Daniel be a part of this organization. Now, I've been a part of Women's Press Collective. Lisa is a full-time organizer and operations manager for Women's Press Collective, an all-volunteer, non-government funded membership association organizing independent alternative publication resources that can challenge mainstream media lies and truly become the voice of the majority of the people. This organization I've been a part of for over eight years. And they really help women as well as any organization free of charge to advertise and help them with their activist movements or print their personal publication of their materials, whether they're books, poetry, books of poetry or flyers for their events. So we used a portion of Women's Press Collective's International Women's Day event to start off the meeting. And it really brought the entire event together. Everyone was extremely happy and loved what took place last Sunday. And we'll like you to listen to that event. We're going to get that event posted on WBAI's either the website and the newsletter. We're going to try to have them posted there so everyone could go and listen to this town hall that took place last Sunday. And that's my report. What we've been doing on the LSB board. Okay. I pass over my time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Maxine. And before we continue with the show, there is an opportunity for you, Maxine, or Errol, to respond to each other's report if you have questions or comments.
Well, you know, I want to thank Maxine for the work that she has done and to her dad who supports WBAI over the years. And that's what I'm saying. And that's what, you know, more people need to understand that we can't just be passive. We have to be active in this endeavor to preserve, defend, and support WBAI into the next 60 years. And I met a taxi driver yesterday. It was weird. You know, I hadn't been out of my house or walked any distance. So I came out and I was going to walk 10 blocks and I said I couldn't do it. I needed to go to the bank. And a taxi driver pulled up. When I hailed this cab, I got in this cab and I started to talk. And he started to tell me that, he recognized my voice and that he was a longtime listener to WBAI. But he had stopped listening. And I asked why he stopped listening. And some of the favorite people that he had on the air were no longer there. So he wasn't listening. And he was complaining a little bit about the fact that the quality of the radio station had deteriorated over the years. And it wasn't to his liking. But he took me to the bank. And when I got there and I tried to pay him the money, he refused to take it from me. And he said that WBAI, he's from Senegal, and he said WBAI was his university, that he had learned so much from WBA over the years, and he absolutely refused to take my money. And, you know, quite frankly, that's the experience I've had over the years with cab drivers. I've been in the cabs where drivers recognize my voice and, you know, commended me on the reports that we have done. And this has traveled throughout the world, been in airports. You know, those tough guys at security, TSA. You know, I have a habit of bringing mangoes from overseas and I just let you go because they listen to WBAI. Senators, Congress people, you know, religious people all listen to WBAI, and WBAI has provided that kind of outlet for folks. So, Maxine, I want to thank your dad, even though he's not in the flesh with us, for his continued support of WBAI, and his inheritance was well invested.
Yes. Maxine, would you like to make a brief comment or response?
Yeah, well, I just want to say I definitely agree with that taxi driver. I think WBAI has become my has been a great educational tool. It really has taught me how to criticize my government and question my government and think critically and not take everything I hear and read on face value. But, you know, Alicia Boyd's, this will go back to Alicia Boyd's presentation. That's why I encourage everyone to really go and listen to it, because she even highlighted some of the candidates that gave her her biggest opponents to her rezoning efforts were two candidates that are running for office today. And so, you know, I told the organization I'm a part of on Facebook that you need to really go to the grassroots organizations to vet your candidates. That's who these grassroots organizations, they're doing the work. And we can't rely on the media to tell us who to vote for, who, because they highlight who they want to highlight. And that's why WBAI is so important, because we've brought on so many of the different candidates on the air. And, you know, when you listen to one report, you know, kind of think, oh yeah, okay, he seems pretty good. And then when you hear Alicia's, a grassroots organization who vetted these candidates and have dealt with them, vetted them, you know, worked with them, you think twice. You say, wait a minute, that's not what I thought. And so I encourage people to really encourage their friends and families to really listen to the station, listen to these reports. And again, go on this site, to go on WBAI. We're going to get that town hall posted on the website so everyone could hear it, so they know what these activists are working towards, how they're helping us. You know, they're doing the work, and we can't see it because most of us are too busy with our lives. You have to really rely on these grassroots organizations to tell us what's going on, what they're dealing with out there.
Thank you. Well said, Maxine. It is around 7:30 here at WBAI in New York City at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. You are listening to a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Amy Wilson. I'm your facilitator today. And you just heard from listener delegates Errol Maitland and Maxine Harrison-Gallman. Both Errol and Maxine just spoke beautifully about the historic and present importance of this station that we all love. So this is the time in the show when we encourage you to, if you aren't already, to become a member of the station, especially if you're able to give monthly. That is a wonderful way to support the operations of WBAI. If you would like to give to the station, please call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950, or go to give2wbai.org. And to everyone out there who is already supporting the station with your dollars, we thank you so very much. And now it's time to hear from you. So we will be taking your calls. It's a different number. Listen carefully, 212-209-2877. Once again, that's 212-209-2877. We encourage new callers to join the conversation. And I also want to remind you that we are continuing our new protocol for this show to accommodate as many calls from listeners as possible. There will be a 3-minute time limit for each call. You can choose, you can interact with Errol and Maxine, who are here live with us, or you can simply speak to us and to the WBAI community for 3 minutes. But 3 minutes is your limit. The number, once again, is 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Now we'll give our engineer, Reggie, some time to line up the calls, and we'll listen to some dialing music.
And while we get the dialing music going, WBAI 99.5 FM is where you tune to a radio dial. Free speech radio, community radio in New York. That's 212-209-2877 for Free Speech Radio, Peace and Justice Radio, Community Radio, Voice of the Voiceless.
I see a little activity suddenly coming in.
We're ready. Maxine and Errol, are you ready to?
I'm ready. As ready as gonna be.
Okay. All right. So let's get our first caller. And once again, so we can hear from as many people as possible, we are going to limit each call to 3 minutes. So that's both the caller and any response from our LSB members tonight. So let's go ahead and get our first caller live on air.
Hello, is this me? Hello?
Yes,
hi.
You. Go ahead.
You're on live with WBAI.
Thank you. Good evening. First, before I forget, I want to tell all the listeners, the subscriber listeners, to vote no on the new bylaws referendum. Errol was talking about these people in California that started this nonsense. So I just want to say vote no before I forget to say that. And Errol, it was interesting that you said that the cab driver wouldn't take your money, and he stopped listening. And it's interesting because a listener called while King's show was on and said that some of the programs on BAI now make the station sound generally like NPR, and I agree with that. I think that there are some producers who ask really low-level questions to people, and I think if listeners ask the questions, the radio would be of higher quality. I wanted to know, how much communication the management has with the LSB generally in terms of what they learn from the listeners, like when they call on the Zoom LSB meeting and ask questions or make comments, because during that time, they are not allowed to respond, and that must be changed moving forward. That just must be changed. That's like the most undemocratic, ridiculous thing I've ever heard of on BAI. And I worked there for 10 years. Some years ago, everyone might remember me. I helped produce 4 shows, and so I know what the radio sounded like back in the day, and it's got to get back to that sound, because that way we will get our listeners back, and if it goes back to the way it was back in the day, that will be real community radio, because what it sounded like in the past 5 years or so is not community radio. From some programs, yes, but not from the new ones, and that has to change, because Errol said that it's the best game in town, but the game can get even better. Games can always improve and get better. So I guess my 3 minutes is up, but I just wanted to ask the question of you in terms of the LSB and community. And I hope Linda's listening, and I hope Bertolt's listening to this, to the 2 hours tonight, because it would be instructive of them to do so. So can you answer the question about how much communication the management has with the LSB? Or can you not answer that?
Well, I can give an attempt to answer it. Unfortunately, I think that there is a problem with how our bylaws are structured, and it, you know, maybe I need to read it a little bit more carefully. But we are still functioning as more in the capacity of an advisory board as opposed to a board that governs an organization. And we hear from the general manager in a general manager's report during our meeting. We hear from the program director sometimes in that process, and we hear from the treasurer, and we get a report from him. So in terms of internal operation of the station, that's it when we get that treasurer's report. Other than that, I don't know what's happening in the station, and I don't know what's happening with the operation, the day-to-day operations of the station. And I have been told that basically that's none of our purview to be involved in that as a board. And so I question, really, what real function do we have as a board?
You know, Carol, I'm going to have to stop you and the caller there. We're a little bit over our 3-minute time, and we do have other calls on the line. So let's go ahead.
Thanks, Carol. And
thank you for responding. And let's go ahead and get our next call.
Good evening. Is this me?
Hi, you're on live with WBAI.
Okay. Good afternoon, and greetings to Earl. I have to say something about Earl myself. He's a very... how would you say it? Very polite and courteous person. I remember one time back in the early 2000s, I came down to bring my donation, and I talked to Earl. He was very courteous and polite and took me over to and introduced me to Bernard and all. And I just used to enjoy him so much in the morning, he and Bernard, when they used to kind of laugh and joke together. And still missing him. It was so good to hear his voice. You don't probably remember me personally, but I remember him. And greetings, Earl. I wish you the very best, and keep doing the best you can. Now I'll leave and let someone else go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, if I may use a little bit of that caller's 3 minutes.
Sure, go for it.
Some of it is not the fault of the folks who are on the air. Some of it is how the technology and the station has evolved. And some of it is that folks who are coming in who don't have a full sense or history of WBAI. And we used to have a situation where we could train and mentor folks who are on the air. And, you know, unfortunately, that's not there currently. And hopefully we can revise that. And I do believe that a morning program, we used to say a morning program is like having a diner where people come in and out, and they're entertained and they're educated and they're part of the family. And we need to go back to that in the morning. We need to be able to tell you what time it is on the radio, like at 7:44 p.m. right now. What, it's raining outside, at least where I am. And, we need to be able to, we need to be able to do that. We need to be able to embrace it as a family and bring more people in and take their ideas and advice. Some of the best programs we did in WBAI on Wake Up Call was when we had interaction with the listeners, and we get feedback, and we had stuff coming to us live and direct. And I just want to take a moment to remember Bob Fast, who just passed away. But Radio Enablable, anyone could call in and have the conference and present ideas on the telephone, on the show, and interact with one another as listeners. And we need to get back to some of that.
Thank you for those comments, Errol. I do want to just remind our listeners that we are in the period where the fair campaign provisions are in effect with regard to Nationwide Pacifica matters. And we do need to be cautious of those fair campaign provisions. The ballots will go out in June. We encourage you to do your research online. And we also encourage every member of WBAI to vote on this crucial matter and to assist with the education of our listener base. WBAI is producing a debate on the Nationwide Pacifica proposal. It will air on Saturday, June 3rd from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Oh, that might not be correct because Saturday is not June 3rd. So I'm going to find out when that actually is. More about the bylaws referendum is available at elections.pacifica.org/WordPress. I know this is an issue that is on many people's minds tonight. And let's go ahead and get another caller for our LSB members.
Caller, go ahead. You are there.
Hi, you're live with WBAI.
Hi.
Okay, I guess we'll go to the next one.
Oh, no, I heard them.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Daniel, and I know WBAI has been a big supporter of the Palestinian people. So I just want to say, first and foremost, free Palestine from the river to the sea. And number two, I want to ask all of you, everyone listening, to make sure you come out to the Bronx on Monday in Little Yemen on Rhinelander Avenue and White Plains Road. We're going to be shouting free Palestine from the river to the sea all day. Stop Israeli aggression against the people of Palestine, no matter where, from the river to the sea, BDS every day. You can follow us on Instagram at World Palestine, as W-O-L Palestine, or shoot us an email at wol.palestine@gmail.com. Thanks so much for giving me the space to talk about this. Shouts out to WBII and Free Palestine.
Thank you very much for calling in, Daniel. We do have some more time remaining. Maxine or Errol, would you like to respond to our caller?
Well, yeah. I do. Can I say... All right. So I just want to remind people, Guns and Butter had an awesome show this week, Wednesday, the 26th at 9 a.m. They had Allison Ware on. She was an author, journalist, and activist, and she really gave an in-depth history on exactly how this, and I'm sure lots of people already know, but for those who don't, there, she just went from the very beginning of, like, day one, when this problem started in Palestine and Israel, between Palestine and Israel. So, go to the archives and look for Guns and Butter, Wednesday, May 26th. And it was very enlightening, very educational.
And Errol, would you like to respond as well?
Yeah, we've covered Palestine. I remember one show we were on live covering the issue in Palestine when the tanks were rolling over and crushing a young lady to death. We used to be able to go in live and direct and do programs. Mm-hmm. And we try to cover all sides of the issue. And remember, we're talking about justice and coexistence for the people who are living in the area. And our aim at WBAI was not to demonize or call for the extinction of anyone, but for people to live in peace side by side. And I continue to hear that clarion call on programs that like Mimi Rosenberg and others have done on WBAI to keep that spirit alive, to denounce Zionism, to denounce racism, to denounce xenophobia, and to support the people of Palestine and their just cause. And, you know, you can look into an organization like the Jenin Freedom Theater that comes to the United States to promote peace and friendship between Arabs and Jews, between Christians and Israeli, and all the people in Palestine, in that most holy of land for a lot of people.
Wonderful.
And that's why we need WBA as a voice.
Absolutely. We do have a few more callers left on the line in this coming to the close of this hour. Let's take our next caller.
Hello?
Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
Oh, thank
Hi.
You so much.
You're live.
My name is Denise, and thank you so much for taking my call. I very much agree with Earl Maitland. I've been listening long enough to have heard wake-up call. And I recall hearing several different issues throughout the world. I would hear people from Ireland, people from Africa. I mean, like every location in the world. And I think that we need to start to become, WBI needs to be more multifaceted in their coverage of human struggle. This is what WBAI is about, and New York is comprised of that kind of a population. I also would like to see whenever the Palestine situation, I'm sure that there are some Jewish people who understand that this is not correct. And perhaps, you know, with a combined effort of both of the nationalities and both of the people from those two different locations, we could have a more interesting dialogue. And I agree also many times listeners are not heard. They are like margined all the way back to like the last 10 minutes or 7 minutes, and they don't really get a chance to dialogue with either the host or the guest. And then finally, I really want to see WBAI start to utilize the volunteers. I am a buddy who is constantly being bumped off. You guys aren't collecting my monies. And I have to call and almost, you know, like stay behind you to make sure that I stay on the list. I think if you start to pull in more volunteers for mailing premiums, helping in the producing aspect of it and the overall running of the station, things would go along much better. WBAI has always depended upon the volunteers. In fact, the two individuals that are currently being spoken to are originally started off as volunteers. And I find that we don't utilize them anymore. And even though there's a COVID, there's people have telephones and there's ways to utilize the WBI listeners. I think we need to start to do that again and definitely make sure that we can get that membership list together. I'm willing to volunteer both money and time in order to do that so that we can make sure that all of the listeners are listed and we're collecting those monies and getting feedback from them. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I believe we have a few more callers on the line. We may not have time to get to everybody in this hour, but we will be taking calls again in the second half of the show. So let's see if we can hear from one more listener tonight now.
Yes. Good evening, beloved community. I very particularly agree with the issues and points of both the first caller and Denise. The reason why AM radio, with its hate at the core of it, has become so popular is not because of the hate that need not be there, but because of the interaction with the community. It's so important, if we can see history, say, from a bird's eye view, to understand that whether we call the F word or not, this is fascism in America. Eric Gardner, we found out that he had gone through a caller who had talked to a father. He had gone to internal affairs because they were taking all his money, wherever the money came from. So that's why he was killed. But the cab driver, and give me some notice about the time so I can button up my information. The cab driver doesn't listen because BAI years ago was given a template of how, when they change or move, It's so easy for them to do the programming and include the community. This referendum is key coming up, but as long as BAI is not rooted in principles, ethics, and a way to respond to conflicts and even egregious charges that put the station in liability, there will be no future. So I hope people will wake up to that, but it's been years trying to move in democracy and transparency in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you very much, caller. And that concludes
the time. Can I respond?
Oh, of course. Go for it, Maxine.
Okay. As far as the volunteers are concerned, we need volunteers, but we need volunteers who have experience, who have some expertise. Like we're looking for people to run for the LSB board right now. When you're coming in here to handle premiums, you need to know how to use the system. So it has to be coordinated. Matt does one thing in particular. He knows how to handle that machine. You know, someone will have to be taught everything, you know, as far as putting together premiums, mailing premiums out. We don't get them often enough or in bulk enough to get someone in. So everything has to be kind of coordinated. You know, I started teaching someone a few years ago and I asked her, can you come in at this particular time and I could sit with you and show you how the system works. You know, it's not as easy as you think to get people to come in and, you know, do what Matt does, what I do, and just, packing up premiums. That's simple enough. Anyone could do that. But we are looking for people with some expertise, you know, some with fundraising. We have committees that needs, you know, we need some people who are good at grant writing, fundraising. You know, we do have a group that we are trying to, a task force that we're trying to do that with. So that's it. You know, it takes a little coordination as far as coming into the building to actually fundraise. And of course, now we're just coming over COVID. No one's really been in here. It's just been us. None of the hosts or anyone comes in. So that's what I want to say about the volunteers.
Thank you, Maxine. And we have reached the end of our time for listener calls for this hour. We will be opening the phones again in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. And I do just want to confirm and correct my earlier announcement that the debate regarding the Pacifica bylaws will be aired on WBAI on June 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. Saturday, June 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you very much to Maxine Harrison-Gallman and Errol Maitland for participating in our show tonight. We do have some announcements regarding upcoming meetings. The full schedule of PNB and LSB teleconference meetings is available at kpftx.org, and the stream of those meetings can also be heard there. Upcoming meetings include Thursday, June 3rd at 8:30 p.m., the PNB meeting, Wednesday, June 9th at 7 p.m., the WBAI local station board meeting, and Wednesday, June 16th at 7 p.m., the WBAI finance committee meeting. And stay tuned for the second hour of our LSB report show. And again, thank you so very much, Errol and Maxine. Your comments tonight were very, very much valued and appreciated by me, and I hope by our listener community as well.
Pacifica members, this year, the month of June brings three different election activities to the network. We urge you to vote, and you can also run as a candidate if you choose. First, the nominations period for the 2021 Local Station Board Delegate Elections opens on June 1st and continues through June 30th. Second, starting on June 7th, watch for an email, postcard, or paper ballot to vote in the bylaws referendum. Be sure to vote by July 7th. Third, a proposal to amend Pacifica's Articles of Incorporation has been published for your review. For more information about all of these important choices, visit elections.pacifica.org. You can leave a voicemail at 510-933-0320.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, the Pacifica mission calls for radio that fosters understanding amongst nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Good evening, New York City. It's just after 8 p.m. here at WBAI in New York, 99.5 on your FM dial, and we're streaming at WBAI.org. This is the fourth report of 2021 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Amy Wilson. I'm your facilitator today, and this month we're presenting various members of the Local Station Board. In this second hour, we'll hear from Max Schmid.
Hi there.
You can say hi, Max.
Hello.
And Sharon Salam. Oh, Sharon, can you unmute yourself to say hello?
Hello.
Wonderful. Thank you. Max is a staff delegate, which means that he was elected by the WBAI staff to represent them on the local station board. Sharon is a listener delegate, which means that she was elected by the WBAI listeners to represent them on the local station board. We'll start this hour with reports from Max and Sharon. I do want to note as well, if you were listening in the first hour of the show, you heard Maxine Harrison-Gallman discuss a town hall. And I've just been told the recording of that town hall is also available on kpftx.org. So let's go ahead and hear from our staff delegate, Max Schmid.
Well, good evening. Let me give a bit of background about my association with WBAI. I have been, believe it or not, producing radio since 1977 on WBAI. I originally was listening to a show called The Golden Age of Radio, as well as soundtrack produced by a fellow named Paul Wonder, who, well, he passed away a good 20 years ago or so, but he was my entree into the radio station. It seems that on his program called The Golden Age of Radio, he would play the same material every couple of months. He didn't have a lot, whereas at that point I had been collecting old radio programs for about 10 years. So I offered him the use of my library, and he took me on as a producer. He would host the show, but in the background I would produce. The first thing I did, I believe, was a World War II propaganda series. And then we did some science fiction. And at some point in 1978, Paul said, I'm not going to do this show anymore. You have to take it over, which for me at the time, I was a very shy and retiring fellow in those days. But I stepped up to the plate and started producing the show myself, an hour at the time, in December of 1978. And I've been doing it ever since. I began working at the station in various capacities throughout the 80s, and I believe it was 1988 when I became one of the board operators at the station. And then, as a WBAI staff member, there weren't a lot of people who wanted to run and be elected to the local station board, so we kind of took turns. And, you know, every 3 to 6 years, your turn would roll around. And so I have been on and off the local station board for, well, 20 years, let's say, give or take. And being a night worker, as I have been throughout my career at WBI, it is sometimes difficult to participate. You know, all the meetings are in the evening, and I am often engineering programs when I should be attending committee meetings or LSB meetings, so it's a little difficult in my position, but we do what we can. I try to bring my decades of experience to the fore when it comes to matters of governance. Lately, I have been on the Program Director Search Committee, and that committee is moving forward. There was one round of interviews with candidates. We've had an interim program director for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, maybe longer. And, you know, this is a bad habit throughout Pacifica, is never hiring anyone officially for a job. So the Program Director Search Committee has been interviewing. There was a round of interviews that has taken place. There was a second field of candidates, and a new round of interviews will be coming up. So that committee is moving forward, and at some point we will be hiring a permanent program director for WBI. And I have to realize that since the cutbacks, well, when were the layoffs? About 6 years ago? You know, I've been working so hard ever since then that I don't remember exactly when they were, but we laid off about 80 to 90% of the staff at WBAI due to lack of funds. So there has been a very skeleton crew running the place since then, consisting of 4 or 5 board operators and engineers who, besides doing the live programs that are taking place, also, well, in my case, I have to download all the overnight programs and set them up to play automatically overnight after I leave, and pre-produce various musical segments for upcoming programs. As a matter of fact, I'm working on the next program, Untitled with Malika Lee Whitney, while I'm engaged in this program. So we're busy here. We have a manager. We have an interim program director. God bless Matt Mazza, our premiums guy, who takes care of a good deal of the coordination of that. And Maxine, of course, who we heard in the first hour, who helps out on Fridays and other times. So there's really no staff at WBAI. People are always saying, you know, no one picks up the phone. Well, no one's here. We've been in COVID lockdown since last, what, March or so? Slowly, producers have been allowed to come back in, but mostly overnight producers like Hafte Selassie and Ruben of La Nueva Alternativa. Lister comes in. And we send a shout-out to Lister as he recuperates. He's had an operation recently. But basically, you know, once in a while, Mimi Rosenberg comes in to do her program. But other producers are not yet allowed back in the station. We're discussing now how we can reopen the station and get people to come in and do programs live again. But every show you hear on WBAI these days is either on recording or it's coming in through Zoom or some newfangled Riverside device that sometimes works, and even Skype. So that's why people were complaining in the first hour that there isn't a lot of interaction. Well, the hosts are not here. They're at home. And with no contact or minimal contact with the engineers except for little notes in the side pocket there. So this is one reason WBAI is not as interactive as it has been in the past. There's no one here to interact with, just the engineers. And occasionally you stumble over Matt in the other room. I'm watching Matt through the window. I always see him smile 7 seconds after I said that. So that's the status of WBAI. We hope to reopen come July and start doing radio the way it should be done, with an engineer and a host all in the same place on phone calls. But until we can get back to that, we're going to have to continue on. I think it's been rather successful. We even had a period when two of the three major board operators were doing their board operating from home, and I was the only one who actually came into the station. So that's the status of WBAI. And I think that's where I will end my report.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Max Schmid. And let's go ahead and hear from listener delegate Sharon Salam.
Well, I'm Sharon Salam. I've been listening and participating in the station since 1989, and I know one of you would say, unlike Max, who was brought in through his channel, how did I get involved? Well, I got involved because my son Yusuf Salam was arrested and tried and convicted as part of the Central Park Jarga case. And when I got involved with that case, I found that there were very few outlets for people to voice opposite opinions, any opinion that was not part of the mainstream. And WBAI was one of those places that was able to do that type of stuff. And so I used that to try to get our work message out, our words out, to give people a sense of the other side of the coin. And a lot of those stations that were around at that time are no longer here, which is very unfortunate, because when you look at the importance of a station like WBAI and you realize that there are hardly any stations that do what we do, it speaks to the importance of making sure that we maintain this station and we make sure that it is alive and kicking long, long, long down the road. Now, when I became a board member, I became a board member through the Justice and Unity campaign. And I've been on the board for some time. I've been off the board for a short time. I'm back on the board now for a short time. And we're all trying to pitch in and do everything that we can to help make this station sustainable and to help make it work as best we can, even with the limited staff. You know, like right now, there have been situations where with the last, coup that came in and took over the station, a lot of our infrastructure was damaged, and we tried to pull all that back together. And with the new things that's going on, it's the same group of people that's trying to restructure the system again and take this station away, but now they're doing it a different way. But we're all trying to hold on. We're all trying to do the best we can in terms of what it is we do regarding this station. Now, I am on the BAI board. I am just recently on the programming committee. I've done some work with People United for Children for many, many years, working on behalf of children and parents. And now I'm volunteering with Justice for the Wrongfully Incarcerated. Now we have a Pacifica calendar that for people who are interested in knowing what's happening on a national level, and you can go on the Pacifica calendar and look up all the various committees that are involved and listen to those committees and see what's going on, so that you can be just as involved and just as knowledgeable as we are. But one thing that we have to do, and we have to make sure that we do, is make sure that we maintain and hold this station and keep this station alive, keep this station run by the people, keep this station owned by the people, because in reality, it's you and I and others like us who pay for this station. We're the owners of this station. We're the blood, we're the sweat, we're the tears, we're the ones who are paying the salaries and other types of things for people who are working at those stations. And we have to keep that going. We have to keep our involvement in every kind of way. Right now, we're in a situation where part of our authority is being challenged and being shifted into other areas so that we won't have the full control of the station that we have right now at this moment. We don't want to give that up. At least I don't want to give it up. I want to continue being in control of this station. I want to continue having a voice that has some value. Whatever smallness or bigness that is, I still want to be a part of that. I don't want people making decisions for me. I don't want people making decisions in my name. I don't want people moving in a way that's not beneficial to me and to my community. We do need to make some things happen more positively within the world that we live in, along with WBAI and Pacifica in general. We do need to make some changes, but they are in-house changes. When someone on the outside comes in and says, oh, I can decide this stuff for you, always realize that that's a problem. Because most of the time, they've not come and asked you what changes you think you need. You're one of the owners of the station. They haven't asked you. They don't want to know what you have idea because they know everything. All they want you to do is to send in your donations. I know personally, I'm going to be voting no. I don't know how you're going to be voting on this referendum that's coming up. And I hope that you all stand behind me in controlling this station, because we beat these people back before and we need to continue to do that same thing. It's very important that we have a place, because when I look back at what happened to me and what happened to my family, and I realize that without this station and other stations like it, I wouldn't have had any place to go. I wouldn't, no one would have been interested in anything I had to say, no one. But right now, there are people who know our story, who stood by us, who helped us, who fought with us, only because we had these entities that were available. Let's keep BAI alive. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm a part of this station. That's why I do want more volunteers to come in. And I realize, because our staff is so short, that oftentimes we don't have the qualified people to train the volunteers. So we need two types of people to come in and volunteer. We need the qualified people to come in and volunteer. And we need people who want to learn how to do the tasks to come in and volunteer. But we also need people who can manage these tasks to come in and volunteer. And we need you to stand with us and continue to hold firm and send in your donations, send in your support, stand with us, because we're in the process of trying to make this station all it can be. And we can only do that with you. As long as you are there with us, we can make it happen. We need your support. We need to make sure that this station is not being controlled by big corporations, not managed and done in such a way that it pushes us to the margins and we don't have a voice. Let's keep this station alive. Let's keep it moving. And if you are out there on the highway over there near the airport in New Jersey, go and look at our billboard and take pictures of it and make sure you send a message in saying, oh, I saw the WBAI billboard. It was right there on the highway. Pass by. This is what we're doing. We're trying to let people know that we are alive, that we are here, that we are fighting for you. Fight for us. Fight for your station to stay alive, too. And I'm going to end right there, because I know there's got to be somebody who has a question on this line.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sharon, so much for your comments. And I do just want to repeat some information that we heard in the first hour regarding the Pacifica bylaws referendum, which is that there will be a debate on the proposal that will air on Saturday, June 5th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can read more about the bylaw referendum at elections.pacifica.org/wordpress. Ballots will go out in June. We encourage you to do your research on this. And we also encourage every member of WBAI to vote on this crucial matter. It is 8:20 p.m. here at WBAI in New York City, 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Normally at this time, you'd still be listening to Radio GBE, the Global Black Experience, with Imhotep Gary Bird. But that's not on today. We've got our report from the WBAI Local Station Board. I'm Amy Wilson. I'm your facilitator. And this hour, you are hearing Max Schmid, staff delegate, and Sharon Salam, listener delegate. Before we open the phones, just want to give you, Max and Sharon, a chance to respond to each other's comments if you'd like.
Well, I will just say that if you're missing Imhotep Gary Bird, he is on Sunday evenings as well, 6:30 tomorrow, unless it's a half hour early. I have to check my schedule, but Gary Bird is not gone. He'll be back tomorrow or Sunday. And I am content to turn it over to listener calls at this point.
Wonderful. And before we open the phones, I do just want to underscore the point that Sharon just made. This is a listener-supported station, which means that you are the owners, and we really appreciate the monetary support that you're able to provide to the station. It's very helpful for us to have a consistent monthly stream of income, which is why we ask you to become sustaining donors or WBAI buddies and give a small amount every month. If you'd like to give to the station tonight, you can call 212-209-2950. That is 212-209-2950, or go to give2wbai.org. And now it's time to hear from you. We're taking your calls. The number for the station is different, so listen carefully. 212-209-2877. That's the number to call to speak to us tonight. 212-209-2877. As I said in the first hour, we encourage new callers to join this conversation. And again, I do want to remind you that we are continuing our new protocol for this show to accommodate as many listeners as possible. There will be a 3-minute limit for each call. I'm doing my best to keep time over here. It can be 3 minutes of interaction with our LSB members who are here tonight, or you can speak for 3 minutes, but 3 minutes is your limit. Now let's give Max some time to line up those calls, and we'll hear some dialing music if we can. Once again, the number is 212-209-2877.
Amy, you're going to have to sing that music.
Number to call, 212-209-2877, if you would like to ask questions or make comments about the governance of WBAI.
I'm hearing we do have some callers on the line, so let's get it started with our first caller of this hour.
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for this fourth program. I think this is wonderful that you're having monthly reports to the listener. And I wanted to just say a few comments. And the first one, yes, there is the COVID and the engineers are not there and people are not there to answer the phone. But before the COVID, for many years before the COVID, in fact, from year after year, it was impossible to get a hold of Berthold Reimers. Impossible to reach him. And when you did, if you did, I was very persistent, as usual. And I got through once. I told him that I needed to have, that somehow the premium thing was messed up and that I didn't get the right thing. And so he said he would fix it. He never followed through. And that, and then months later or even weeks later, I heard another producer say, well, there was a, they got word that a $300 check didn't reach anybody either. So, Sharon Ceylon, I have been so impressed with that ad that you do about, you know, the advertisement that you do that they play very often and is so great, saying about BAI and how it was there for your son. And so I have said to other people that you could be a wonderful general manager. And it's time to get some new blood from people who do want to hear the voices and respond to the voices of the people. And it's time to sack Mr. Berthold Reimers. And I think Linda Perry is doing a great job, and I don't know why we're looking for another one. I hope she's one of the candidates and that she will be picked. And and then another thing I'm so glad to, Sharon pointed out about that billboard. I happen to be always listening to these different things. And I was so impressed with Maxine in the first hour, Maxine Harrison. I couldn't make out her last name, if it was Goldman or the way it was being pronounced. I couldn't make it out. But I think it was Maxine Harrison, Golden or Goldman. Anyway, I was so impressed to hear she put together that woman's press with that she was mentioning the special that we'll be able to listen to, and I attended that as well.
Carla, your time is almost up.
I'm an independent person. And she had mentioned the billboard and this that she put together. I think this is wonderful that the two of them really contributed to it.
Thank you for calling, and that's the end of your 3 minutes. So we will move to our next caller on the line. And
can I just respond for a moment or not?
No, it's 3 minutes per call, whether it's dialogue or monologue. So we do have to move on to the next caller. But at the end of the show, if there's extra time, Max and Sharon, the floor will be yours. Let me read the number one more time, 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877. Please give us a call tonight. And I do believe we have at least one more person on the line.
Hello?
Hi, you're live with WBAI.
Oh, hi. Well, thank you very much. This is Matt that they have been talking so much about. I appreciate that very much. And Sharon, I remember Hugh Hamilton doing an interview of Michael Warren, the attorney for the Central Park Fire. And I believe I gave you a copy. Yes, this is amazing, amazing, amazing actions to bring to justice, to expose, to root out people like Julian Assange and Stephen Danziger, the Texaco lawyer, the lawyer who won the judgment against Texaco. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how the average person is oblivious to a lot of the stuff that is going on, because it is really not broadcast. And this gives real hope for change. You know, root out the injustices, and you can build a new roadway to the future. And it's really, the programming lately is amazing. Amazing new programs. One in particular, WBAI Playhouse. They do some amazing programs. One with the British Petroleum. Somebody did a play on that, and it showed in detail exactly what happened. So it's been a great educational experience for me, and I enjoy working very much with Maxine. And Bertold, yesterday, Renee Lynn's Youth Blast, all the people were expecting that. Three boxes came in yesterday. Bertold says, the labels are in my office. Ship them out. So they're in the mail today. So once we get them, they don't sit around things. I understand sometimes there are some errors with premiums, and it takes a while. It takes a while because we're short-handed. And sometimes the vendors, beaucoup, are still waiting, and as soon as we get it, it will go in the mail. And I love working around here with Max and Reggie, two of the most competent people I've ever met. I have been here at night when we've gone off the air and called Max, and he walked me through to get us back on. It's quite an experience doing this work, learning the information, the premiums that particularly Mimi Rosenberg.
Matt, thank you so much for calling in, and your time for tonight is almost up.
Okay. But anyway, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be here so far, and I will continue. And good night to all.
Thank you. Good night to you as well, Matt. We have lots of callers who are eager to hear from and speak to our LSB members tonight. So let's move ahead to the next one. And as a reminder, we are enforcing a 3-minute limit for time on calls tonight. That can be 3 minutes of monologue or a question and a response. But because we have so much interest in the show tonight, we do want to get to as many people as possible. So let's go ahead and hear from our next caller.
Go ahead, Hi. Caller.
Is it I?
It is you.
Yes.
Great. First of all, thank you for being there to take the call. In the first hour, mention was made of the license being held in trust. I'm curious to know if there actually is a trust agreement. And the reason that I'm curious is because I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I've been doing a lot of listening to archived national board meetings and local board meetings, and I've come to the conclusion that we may be approaching a time when it's time for the station to seek to get the license back and withdraw from the national network and seek another way of having a local community station. One of the things that I have found both locally and at the national level is that there seems to be a common conception that you produce programs by raising funds. The actuality, when you look back at history, and I discovered BAI probably around 63 or 64. One of the things that has been obvious is that you produce programs and you raise funds from producing quality programs. It's not the other way around. Clearly, through the exigencies of recent history, although it is recurring, is that the quality of programming has declined. A number of people have made reference to it. Even on the national level, people refer to the shift in quality of programs. at particularly at BAI. When the time comes, I think it'll be apparent. The station can survive by engaging with. I mean, the internet has changed everything, and radio no less than other things. There are ways for the station to survive, and to survive without the national network. It can still be affiliated with it. It can find other avenues. There's a lot going on through streaming and podcasting, and that goes two ways. You can engage programming that's pre-existing and bring it in, or you can take programming that you're producing and get it out streaming. When you listen to the National Board, they talk about units. They have these five units around. They're not talking about stations. It's as though the local entities exist to support the national operation, not the other way around. And in fact, the national
operation... Caller, your time is almost at an end for this comment.
...should be there to support the local. There's non-performance at this point in the organization, and it's really time for that to be addressed in a realistic fashion, not with these... phony bylaw changes.
Thank you for your comment. That's the end of your time.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and take one more caller, and then Max and Sharon, you can respond to everything that we've heard so far, if you like. I do know there's a lot of people waiting on the line tonight. So let's go ahead to our next.
I had to call back because I'm responding to something that Maxine said pertaining to the WBAI volunteers. She said that it was required that they do special training in order to assist at the station. I take great exception to that, especially since she came and is a volunteer listener representative. It inferred like the WBI listeners are intelligent enough to answer a phone, take a telephone number and a name, or put or mail a box. I just thought it was outrageous. I had to call back. And for Ms. Sharan, I greatly enjoy hearing your voice and hearing you speak as a representative of a person who originally started listening to WBAI and got assistance through WBAI. I know I'm a listener who has learned much through WBAI. And have volunteered many times.
The sound is fading.
Thank you so much.
So we missed a little bit of the last of that comment, but Sharon or Max, would you like to respond to any of our callers that we've heard so far in this hour?
Well, let me say that as far as needing training, Maxine was correct that if you don't know the computer system, you won't be able to, deal with premium issues or subscription issues. It's not like WBAI as we did in the old days when we had volunteers just to take pledge calls. We have moved away from that, perhaps wrongly, but we've had one call center that we no longer use because we switched to a new bookkeeping system, and that came with its own call center that we now use. So that use of volunteers is gone by the wayside at the moment, as I say, rightly or wrongly. But in order to do other things at the station, there is some training that's required. So I will say that about that. And also, hearkening back to the good old days when we had a full staff, when we had departments with paid department heads, we had a receptionist who answered the telephone. We had a main switchboard number, and he could take messages or direct calls to various departments. Since the layoffs, when we have 6.5 active employees at the station, Berthold, I need to jump to the defense a bit of Berthold, who was doing about 10 different jobs. He used to have an assistant who is no longer with us. And he doesn't have a, well, he, I guess he has his own private line, but he doesn't have a direct line. We have no switchboard. There's really not much of a way for people to call into the station outside of an answering machine. And the new system, of course, you call the premiums number and someone, usually Maxine, will get back to you within a week. So, I mean, we are terrifically understaffed and terrifically unable to function as we used to when we had a staff. So you'll have to bear that in mind with your comments and criticisms. In the meantime, I will say there's only one caller left on the line, so if you would like to get in the next 15 minutes, you can call 212-209-2877. If you would like to call and comment about WBAI governance with the local station board members, 212-209-2877.
And Sharon, do you have anything that you'd like to say?
Yeah, and just... you know, speaking further on what Max is saying, I was at the station once, but it was before COVID, but it really doesn't make any difference because we were still in the same type of situation where we had limited staff, what, 5-6 people working, and you have people going in, running around all over the place. And there were people who came in to volunteer, but it was no one available at the station to instruct them in terms of what to do because our staff was so limited. When I first started listening to the station, there was always someone there, So if you came in to volunteer, there was someone who could send you to this person, to that person, or the other person, so that you can do your volunteering if it was no more than stuffing envelopes. You have to have someone there to say, well, I need these envelopes stuffed. If that person is not in the station at the time that you come in, because the staffing is so limited, they're out at meetings, they're dropping off packages over here, they're doing whatever it is they're doing, it makes it more difficult for the station to really function. But one thing that we have to remember in all of the difficulties that we've had is that the station is still functioning. And it's functioning 24 hours a day. We have glitches, we have this, we have that. You know, with the last coup, when those people came in, and these are the same people who are with this referendum, but when they came in, they took some of the equipment. They took some of the money. So we were at a deficit. So we're digging our way out of this deficit. And it's only with your help, your people who own this station, who want to make sure it comes back to its full personality. You people out there who are keeping this station going. And we need you on board to continue that. And it's going to get better. And those people who are missing are going to come back to what it is. And some of these ideas that you're mentioning, like the streaming and everything, that's wonderful. But we need people who are able to do that. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not a computer person. That's why I haven't come in. And when I got on this call, just to show you how my computer skills are limited, I wanted to make sure I could find it so that I could get on, because sometimes when you're getting on these calls, it's more than just you click it. You have to do something else, and then you have to stop and figure it out, but you want to do it in enough time. So if you can't figure it out, you can call somebody and say, oh, what do I do next? But we need all of us, and we need all of us who are going to make it work, and we're going to make it work together. We're going to improve our program together. We're going to get Berthold to answer these calls together. We are going to come together for WBAI as we always have, and we're going to stand firm in making sure that this station lives.
Thank you, Sharon. We do have a couple more callers on the line, and we've got about 10 more minutes to hear from you. So let's take our next listener call. And once again, as a reminder, we are limiting calls to 3 minutes. If it's a question, The board members will respond within 3 minutes. If you'd like to simply speak for 3 minutes, that's just fine as well. The floor is yours, but we do have to enforce a time limit so we can hear from as many people as possible. So let's go ahead and get that next caller on.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
It's you.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah, speak up. We can hear you.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find out how much longer am I going to have to be subjected to having to listen to Christine Blasdale 3 or 4 times a day, sometimes, you know, with the same stuff that I just heard, like in the morning, hearing her in the evening. I mean, this is really ridiculous. Maybe you guys should rename the station the CBN, the Christine Blasdale Network. Another thing, the Native American show on Thursday, John Cain, he should get 2 hours. If you guys really want to honor the Native Americans in this area, like you claim to want to include everybody, that show needs 2 hours. 1 hour just doesn't cut it. And you guys got to do something about the frequent glitches that you have. Sometimes you get kicked off of the air and it's for like hours, and when you come back, there's no explanation. Or when something goes wrong, I'm tired of hearing, oh, this is live radio, folks. No, you guys got to become more professional and do a better job and stop sounding like a college radio station. And finally, Sister Sharon, I understand you were very passionate when you were doing that that ad or whatever, but, you know, whenever I hear it, it makes you sound like a mental patient. I'm sorry. Too much passion. We should be moving forward. Enough.
That's right. And I want to make sure that people hear my message, understand it, send in their donations, and make sure it works. But you see, if I sound like a mental patient there, you should hear me when I start talking about what happened to me. I start sounding like I need some medication.
We all know what happened to you. Unless you've been living under a rock for the past 40 years, we all know what happened. So
that's right. That's my medication moment. But don't worry. Because some people need that mental stuff.
Sometimes I gotta turn it down a little bit because I'm like, there she goes again.
Send your donations in, see, and I won't have to talk so much.
Okay, good night.
Good night now.
Thanks so much for calling. Let's take our next caller.
Caller, you are on the air.
Hi, is it me?
It is.
Hello. Yes, hi. I wanted to make a comment about the Jimmy Dore show being taken off the air. I was a huge fan of that show, and I wonder if someone could comment on the reasons that show was removed.
He removed himself. That's the long and short of it. Apparently, there were too many legal issues with the program, and it also required a lot of work to censor Jimmy's unabashed commentary. And occasionally things slip through that shouldn't have slipped through. So he decided that it wasn't worth the effort to produce a radio-friendly version of the program. We were all huge fans. Well, the engineering staff, at least, were huge fans of Jimmy Dore. And we even offered on our end to help him edit the program. But he decided, with the advice of lawyers, to remove it. So that's where Jimmy Dore is. He's online. He's on his podcast.
Well, it's a shame. Maybe you guys can find someone to substitute something similar along those lines. Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. And Sharon, unless you have anything you'd like to say, we do have a minute or so left in this block.
Hello?
Well, one of the main things I want to say is I'm going to be voting no. I don't know how you all are going to vote, but vote your conscience when you hear the information and read it so you understand what's happening. You know, so a lot of this kind of reminds me of the situation that we are facing now in the United States, where people are losing their ability to vote people can't give people food on the lines. It's like it's making it difficult for us to function as full citizens with rights. We don't want that to happen at BAI. We don't want it to happen at Pacifica. We want to function with full citizenship. We want to have rights. We want to donate our monies. We want to be able to say, well, we like this program. We don't like this program. This program needs 2 hours. We want to be able to say that. And the only way we can do that is if we maintain control. And the only way you're going to maintain control is you remember to vote. Like I said, I'm going to vote. I don't know if I should say it again because, you know, I do sound like I'm a little off a little bit, but the main thing is to vote, get all your friends to vote, get all your friends to join the station. And when you vote and you join the station and you do what you have to do, everything is going to turn out right. We're going to stand together with this one as we have stood together on so many other crises that have come before us.
Well, thank you. And I'm seeing that we have plenty of calls on the line. We will need to end our show promptly at 8:53 or so. So let's see who else we can hear from.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, yeah. You are.
Okay. If you know how to use the internet and you can like send and use Gmails and Yahoos, would you sort of qualify for being a volunteer and working on the computers, I guess, in the station there?
Sure.
Except there's nothing for you to do. That's the problem. There's nothing for, you know, off-the-street people to really do at this point.
Oh, and if someone showed up and proved acceptable to work there, would you require proof that you got the vaccine?
Absolutely. This is one of the issues of why we're not reopened yet, because we are working out issues of how
I
to
consider that to be up in the air. That whole vaccine. Well, I haven't gotten mine, and I'm not planning
well,
to.
Well, please don't
soon.
Show up then. I'll lock the door and keep you out. Thank you.
You know what's happening in terms of the vaccine? If you've ever been down to the new station where we have our spaces, everything is so tight, and the what they say. For people to get back into the schools, you need ventilation. You need this, you need that, you need the other. We don't own that space, and we don't have all of that upgraded material. So we need to cover ourselves in ways that are best, or that we think is best, for our own health and the health of those people who are coming into work. That's the only reason that we're saying if we were had our own building where we could put the ventilation in, and we could do this, we could do that, we could do the other, we could open the door so we could get the fresh air, it would be great. Then we could have all kind of people coming in. But right now, we're just trying to get things straight.
Hello?
Yes, you're still on the air.
I think,
and you have a minute remaining in your time.
I should have more programming questioning the whole basis of the vaccine. It seems to be becoming more and more mandatory. But, you know, JFK, RFK Jr. and Merrill Nash, MD, have submitted a lawsuit to the FDA that they should, like, withdraw the emergency approval and so forth and, you know, stop pushing these vaccines on the public. Mm-hmm. That's some pretty high authority there. I mean, that sort of thing should be explored.
That's so true. Everything needs to be explored. My granddaughter went off to college. And while she was at college, the kids went out to a dance. They had told them about staying apart and wearing the mask. Some of them went out to this dance, and 45, 50, 60 of them came down with COVID. So, you know, what are you going to do in those kind of situations? If people are not following the suggestions of somebody, of anybody, then obviously the next thing people are going to say is, oh, well, you got to get the vaccine. Follow the instructions. And you won't have to get the vaccine. Do your social distancing. Wear your mask.
So thank you very much for calling in tonight. And thank you to Max Schmid and Sharon Salam for being our live guests here on the LSB Report. It is time for us to bring the show to a close. But before we do, I'd love to announce the dates and times of upcoming important meetings. You can get more information about the WBAI Local Station Board or hear past month's edition of this show at wbai.org/lsbindex.php. And with regard to upcoming meetings, the full schedule of PNB and LSB teleconference meetings is available at kpftx.org. The stream of those meetings can also be heard there. Thursday, June 3rd at 8:30 p.m. will be the next PNB meeting. Wednesday, June 9th at 7 p.m. will be the WBAI LSB Local Station Board meeting. Wednesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. will be the WBAI Finance Committee meeting. And finally, one more important event upcoming, Saturday, June 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. will be the WBAI debate on the bylaws referendum. We encourage you to tune in to that. And again, please vote. Special thanks to Linda Perry, our interim program director, and Imhotep Gary Bird for the use of this time. Thanks to our engineers, the wonderful Reggie Johnson and Max Schmid for their assistance.
Not so wonderful.
What's that?
Not so wonderful. Just joking.
Yeah, the wonderful Max Schmid as well, and Catherine Davis and Sean Rhodes, who helped produce this show and do so wonderfully. Thank you to the WBAI community for calling in today. Up next, we'll have Untitled with Malika Lee Whitney. Until next time, stay tuned.
Greetings, Pacifica members. This year, the month of June brings three different election activities to the network. We urge you to vote, and you can also run as a candidate if you choose. First, the nominations period for the 2021 Local Station Board Delegate Elections opens on June 1st and continues through June 30th. Second, starting on June 7th, watch for an email, postcard, or paper ballot to vote in the bylaws referendum. Be sure to vote by July 7th. Third, a proposal to amend Pacifica's Articles of Incorporation has been published for your review. For more information about all of these important choices, visit elections.pacifica.org. You can leave a voicemail at 510-933-0320.
Untitled, produced and hosted by Malika Lee Whitney, will be heard on Fridays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Untitled presents features on the arts, culture, education, and social issues. You will also enjoy music from a variety of genres. Special guests complement the program with insightful and engaging conversation. That's Untitled, Fridays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. over listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Whether you get up early on Saturday morning or stay up late on Friday night, we have good news for you.
Back of the Book, the only radio program that has endorsed hell, will be there for you every Saturday morning at 5 a.m.
Regular listeners will no longer have to figure out which Saturday morning is the alternate one. Back of the Book, every Saturday morning at 5, only here on WBAI New York.
Activist Sharon Salam speaks out for WBAI.
We should be moving forward, collecting the funds that we need to make sure that our station is whole and that it can do its job as it has done for me in the past. When all of this stuff happened to me many, many years ago in 1989, I didn't get very many opportunities to speak out in regards to the wrong that was done to my son and the other boys in the Central Park jogger case, as it was called at that time. very few people stepped up. Yes, Like It Is was there. WBAI was there. And a few others. Majority of those stations that let people like myself speak and tell them what was going on the other side. Those stations are gone. If we lose WBAI, where do we go to get our words out? Where do we go if you've been arrested unjustly? Where do you go if someone's taken your children unfairly? Where do you go to seek justice? We must keep this station alive. Alive. WBAI.
No justice.
This is listener-sponsored, locally-controlled WBAI New York.
WBAI accepts snowmobiles. If you have a snowmobile, we want it. We also want any extra cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, boats, and more. Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community. But no matter your reason, donating a vehicle to WBAI is a great idea. And it's easy. Here's how it works. Simply call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or give online at WBAI.org/donate-your-car. Our vehicle donor support team will arrange your free pickup. When the driver arrives to tow away your great gift, you'll receive a donation receipt. Vehicle donations have the potential to drive hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars to WBAI.